Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody today on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost, and we are so glad that you're with us in worship today and joining together to enter in and experience God's presence and grace today. And a little bit later on, in fact, this Sunday and next Sunday, I'm going to be talking about it out of our lectionary reading. How do we think wisely about our stuff? And I'll tell you more about stuff later on. And we want to welcome all of you and those that will be listening later on by the internet. And so let's join together and stand and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Here God speaks words of challenge and comfort.
Christ stands among us, calling us to acts of mercy.
Even now the Holy Spirit is moving in our midst,
filling us with hope and inspiring us to faithfulness.
Let us worship God, ever three and ever one. Well, let's join together this morning. You can turn in your hymn book to hymn number 698 or follow along on the PowerPoint. When we all get to heaven, we're going to be singing the four verses of it this morning.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Lord, we enter Your presence with gratitude and in humility. Grant that our worship will honor You, that we may sing Your praise and declare Your love. Equip us this day that we might be a blessing this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and you can turn to 354, or on the PowerPoint this morning, His Eye is on the Sparrow. We're going to be singing two verses of that today. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your hearts be troubled. Watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches. Sing that refrain again. I sing because I'm happy. I sing. Well, I'm going to invite our children to come down this morning, if they would.
Good morning. We are outnumbered today. It's just you and I, the boys, and all these girls this morning. And we don't care. Neither do I. So, come on. You want to come and sit down? Okay, here, I have a question for you. What is your favorite thing that you have? What's your favorite thing? Something that you have. Your favorite thing. Anybody tell me? What's something you have that's your favorite? That if you had to get rid of it, it would be hard to get rid of. Blanket? Teddy bear? A doll? A football? A dog? A cat? Well, let's see, how many other things can I think of? I thought for sure they would tell me. Maybe we have really good kids that have been taught well by their parents. Wisely. Wisely. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about our stuff, things we have. Things we have, and that includes money and wealth and toys. For you guys, it could be toys or your bike or all these things we have. And none of those things are bad. When I was your age, I loved my bike. I loved my bike. I rode it everywhere. And then when I got to be about, what was it, 13, I got a moped. And I rode that everywhere. And I loved my moped. You know, it's just different things that we have that sometimes we really like. But the thing is, in our reading today, from that Paul talks to Timothy, who's a young pastor at a church, he tells Timothy, tell the people not to get too caught up in their things, their stuff. Because we know that we can't keep our stuff forever. Now, I did hear this week, I don't know how, Jody, we were coming back from a soccer game, and Jody, somehow the idea of beanie babies got brought up in the car. And Chase was like, what's beanie babies? And Jody said, well, they're in a big crate in the basement in the storage room. I have them. And well, my first thought was, well, you need to get online and see if any of them is worth any money. So you know where my head went to. But you know what? She's not going to keep those beanie babies forever. So God sometimes blesses us with things, and we can use those things, we can enjoy them, have fun in them, and you know, and all that. But we don't have them forever. They're not forever. And so when you guys couldn't answer me, maybe that kind of tells me that things aren't everything to you. And that's a good thing. Because as we get older, we want to be wise about those kind of things. And because we know that sometimes we receive things so we can share them and be a blessing. Have you ever shared anything with others, that maybe friends that came over to your house and you let them play with something that, some things you're like, oh yeah, go ahead and play with them. And then they ask about that one thing and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to let you play with it. I want to play with it. You know, but still sharing, and we'll talk about that next week. Sharing is one of the things that God wants us to do with what God's blessed us with. So, thank you that it doesn't seem like things mean everything to you. And that's a good thing, because sometimes as kids, we can, that's mine. It's mine. I'm going to let it go. Okay? All right. I think you're going downstairs with Miss Bev today.
Yes.
So you guys can head on down that way.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern. Oh, and we can let our teens go too. They're going to be going downstairs for their class today. And we're going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Go ahead. Good, thank God.
One is almost completely gone.
Wow, praise God for that.
Her concern is she's on the chemo pill, and she has to go off of it because it's affecting her liver. So now she's got to try to get her liver count back up. So just be praying.
Okay, yeah. And we can do that. But thank God for that good part of it. So far, that's a blessing. But yes, we want to remember Bonnie in our prayers regarding that count number that's high. Also for Paul in this serious accident, and praying for him. Someone else? Yes.
Okay. And for the next 4 weeks, they have to check her blood.
Definitely want to pray for Emma, pray for strength. She's on our monthly, and I always think it's really good to pray for strength when they're going through those. Yeah. Yeah. So definitely want to do that, and her account number come up. Someone else. Yeah. Okay. Unspoken. We know the Lord knows that. And yeah. Yes, and yes, I heard, I got to talk to Ellie Wednesday at choir, she said she was feeling really good, and now they are starting to fit her for her new leg, which is, the way she's talking, it's very highly technical and computerized and everything like that, so... It'll be interesting when she gets that, because she'll have to learn. We'll have to be praying for her then to learn to be able to walk with that and her brain and everything to train it to be able to do that. So, but yes, we want to lift up Priscilla and also with some of her health issues there. Someone else. Yeah.
My uncle Glenn Lear is in the hospital.
Okay. We want to pray for Glenn this morning and... God knows what that is, and we can definitely lift him up. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. And we know the Lord knows what that is. And anybody else? Yeah.
Well, it was kind of nice to see Betty come yesterday. Been there.
Yes.
She came out here and had her supper, but I don't know how she was getting along, but just glad to see that she was able to come.
Yeah, and I know when I talked to her, when I saw her in the hospital, because she was in a hospital for a few days, she was dehydrated and doing much better, but still, they got to get, the big thing is once she goes back, she's got to remember to drink and keep that fluids up and everything, but she was, I think I'd like that chicken and noodles, so yeah. Someone else. Yeah.
I think we ought to thank God for the beautiful day he gave us yesterday, for all the people who came and supported the meal, for all the people who came and worked.
Yes. Today. Yes. Thank you. Yes. And I just was amazed at how blessed we were through all of that. And I think it's going to be exciting to see what God directs and guides about what we're going to do and how we're going to use that to be a blessing. Definitely. So anybody else this morning? Just give you a little bit of updates on a few. Jim and Kay. Jim had some fluid build up on his lung, his one lung. So he was in the hospital for a couple days. Kay said that he had this done before. They had to drain off the fluid and then he got to come home. But he's been fairly weak since he came home from the previous week when he had surgery and had his thyroid taken out because his thyroid wasn't functioning anymore and it was messing him all up and he had no appetite. So pray that he gets his appetite back and he'll want to eat again and get his strength back because he really did lose a lot of weight there. We did take him out, chicken and noodles, but he was not hungry at the time. So we definitely, and he loves Becky's noodles. So we definitely need to continue lifting him up. Jill, Jody's sister, went through this whole week of the multiple days of infusion of that chemo. They thought she was not going to have a lot of side effects, but on Thursday and Friday, it just took its toll on her. And she had a couple bad days there. So I think last I heard she was supposed to come home either today or tomorrow because she'll do those like at a week at a time. And so keep her in your prayers through those rounds of heavy dose chemo that she is doing. And I think that's all the ones that I have. Is anybody else then before we... I had not talked to Merle since she had the procedure done, but I think she's doing okay. I'm sure Jim would have called me if she had issues. Jim and Merle, that used to come all the time, and then they kind of stopped through COVID. They still send their giving in, but I saw her at the hospital. She had to have an abscess taken off of her stomach, and they got that taken care of. But that's, we can definitely keep her in our prayers as she's recovering from that. And I'm assuming Jean is doing better, or is she still having some issues? Oh, good. Yeah, I know she's got different issues. She was telling me with her heart and lungs, and definitely appreciate your prayers. Also, I want to ask for prayers for my brother Mike. Some of you know Mike. He is going to be having a heart ablation on October 3rd, it's not really technically not this week, but the following. But we'd appreciate your prayers for him to help, because his heart will get out of rhythm often, and they're hoping that this is going to take care of that. We've had a couple people in our own church that's had that done before, and so I appreciate your prayers for him. Anybody else then, before we go to prayer? All right, so we want to remember all of those that have been listed, and some of those names that come to you, you can pray, or some needs maybe that you're concerned about that you didn't mention today, lift those up to the Lord, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we just want to give you thanks. Lord, we want to just thank you for just all the blessings that you just bring into our lives and in so many different ways. And thank you for good jobs and being able to make a living and providing for our families. And thank you for all of those blessings that you grant to us on so many different ways. Thank you so much for a successful drive-through chicken noodle dinner yesterday, and just the blessing of the funds that came in. And we just pray that you'll just give us wisdom and guidance that we can use those to be a blessing and to reach out and do the work of your kingdom here in our community and around the world. And just thank you so much for that. And Lord, we're thankful, as I say almost every Sunday, for the privilege of being able to come before you in prayer and depend upon you, that you are there for us in our times of joys and in our difficult times and when we're in need. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today that are in need today. Lord, we think of Paul, Lord, who was in this serious accident. God, that you would touch him today. For Bonnie, Lord, thank you for the good report of the shrinking of the spots, and And yeah, we just are so, oh Lord, I'm just overjoyed by that when I hear those things. And but Lord, her count's up, and we just ask that you would just minister and give her relief there and touch her liver today. Lord, we also think of Emma, the same thing with the infusion she's getting, but her blood count is low. We just ask that you would just help to strengthen that as she gets plasma or blood or platelets or whatever they need to do. And we just thank you for that. Lord, we lift up Priscilla today, God, asking for your healing touch and grace. We pray for Glenn that's in the hospital. Lord, you know the need there. We ask that you would just minister and meet the need there. We lift up Jean, God, that you'll continue to bring strength and healing there with her heart and her lungs. We lift up Merle today, thanking you for bringing her through that procedure. We ask that you would continue to bring strength for recovery. Lift up Jim and Kay today, Lord. We're just asking for strength for Jim and Lord, his appetite to return, and he'll be able to eat so he can get stronger. And thank you for the continued work that you're doing in Kay right now, God. I've just been blessed when I've seen her, and she's walking around pretty quick with that walker, God, and we're just thankful for that. We lift up Jill to you today, asking that you would continue to give her strength and bring healing and eradicate all those cancer cells in her body, Lord. We lift up Mike, who's going in for this procedure the following week, Lord, that you would guide and direct and be with him through that procedure, Lord. And Lord, we continue to lift up those, so many that are on our monthly list. Sometimes we mention some of them, but Lord, we just lift them all up to you, the various ones that are having these health battles and some that are needing your guidance and protection, Lord. Lord, we just lift up all of them and continue to pray for your touch, your grace, your strength, for faith, Lord, in the midst of the battles of life. And we're so thankful for all that. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon each one that's here today. Lord, if maybe some today lifted up requests that they couldn't share, we just ask that you would work together and do that work there. We lift up these two unspoken needs that were mentioned earlier. God, you know what those are. And we ask that you would make a way where there seems to be no way and work in those situations. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you feed our souls and encourage us and give us wisdom and guidance that we can be your people to be a blessing in our world. And we thank you for all of these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Again, thank you so much for your faithfulness. And God always meets our needs so that we can continue the work there. And we're thankful for your faithfulness. So as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Join together there for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, thank you for calling us into the circle of generosity. We offer our gifts to your service, knowing they will be a blessing. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 6 this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 6, this is our lectionary reading for today. And we're going to be reading verses 6 through 10 and verses 17 through 19 this morning. True godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into this world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. Tell people who are rich at this time not to become egotistical and not to place their hope on their finances, which are uncertain. Instead, they are to hope in God, who richly provides everything for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good and be rich in good things they do. And to be generous and to share with others. And when they do these things, they will save a treasure for themselves that is a good foundation for the future. That way, they can take a hold of what is truly life. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, two boys were walking home from Sunday school one Sunday after hearing the preacher preach on the devil. One said to the other, "What do you think about all this Satan stuff?" The other replied, "Well, you know how Santa Claus turned out. It's probably just your dad." Ooh. I might be getting some booze there this morning. Some side. I've never had that. That is funny, though. I want to talk to you this morning. And when I started working on this, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And I thought, I'm going to put this into 2 weeks, and but I want us to think a little bit over the next 2 weeks about using wisdom with our stuff. Now, I was very fortunate that my father often would talk to me about money and finances and all of that in a lot of areas, and so I had a foundation that was a blessing. And I'll have to say, those of you parents or grandparents that are here, when I talked to the kids and they couldn't give me an answer, parents, you should be pretty proud of yourselves. Because a lot of times kids will immediately just say things that they know that they would have a hard time maybe letting go of or sharing or whatever. And as I was thinking about this morning, after I had put everything together, I was thinking, you know, a lot of this, some of this is going to be very practical for us. Some of you had parents that taught you wisely about things and stuff and money and wealth and investments and all of that. But let me start by saying this. You may not have thought of it this way before, but there are two kinds of road signs. Some signs on the road offer us helpful advice or general principles, like watch out for ice on bridge, or deer crossing, or school zone, or pass with care. And in response, when we're driving, the driver must observe the circumstances, draw upon experience, and make appropriate decisions while we're driving. On the other hand, though, there are signs that don't require any reasoning. They are very obvious and straightforward. Do not enter. Stop. Our reading today falls into the first category. And in Scripture, we see these various ways of understanding Scripture the same way. Now, I know a lot of Christians think that the Bible is the latter, that it's do not enter or stop. But those are very rare in Scripture. The majority of what we have in Scripture is the former category. And that is there's cautions, there's warnings, there's things that say, if you do this, you can be blessed, or this will be a better way for you versus this. And it requires us to reason and listen to the Spirit and make choices. And so what Paul talks about this morning in our reading, it falls into that first category. And if you want to think about it this way, it's really offering cautions about our stuff, possessions, money, our stuff, so to speak, as I titled it. And if you are like me, you know that at times our stuff can grab a hold of us, can't they? Things that we like. We work hard for things. We want to take care of things. I mean, I've heard people say, this pickup is my baby. You know what I mean? Yes, we all know what that means. And it's just a part of our culture and the way we live. And you see, money, stuff, and possessions, Paul's not saying that those things are bad. He's not saying that at all. But they can be if we're not careful. And so I see three things for us to consider as we act and think wisely about our stuff. And then next week, I'll talk about the other aspects. So today's the cautions. And then next week will be Paul offers an answer to those cautions and what we're supposed to do. So let's begin. And none of this is surprising, I don't think. First of all, our stuff is only temporary. It's only temporary. The caution here is wealth or our things are limited. They're not the end all. There are some people who think their wealth and stuff is the end all to life. I mean, they wouldn't know what to do if they didn't have their stuff. However, notice how Paul tells Timothy to address some people who are rich. And I want you to catch this. Rich at this time. And I think that Paul knows and understands that there's a link between our future and how we view and use our stuff now. If you didn't experience this here recently, then you must have the best investor and financial person in the world. But if you've noticed, and we've seen it up and down and up and down, is some of our 401ks and our retirement funds and IRAs and everything else have just been going crazy. And I don't know if you're like me, but mine has gone down quite a bit lately. And that has happened. And I'll tell you what, I remember my dad. This was back when I was in college. When he first gave me some stock, or gave us kids some stock from Provico when he retired, he said this, just remember, when it starts to go down, it will eventually come back up. He said, don't make drastic decisions in tough times. And I think the idea here is this. Financial success at the present may not always translate into success in the future. Now, I know we've always taught this. We hope that the next generation, our kids, our grandkids, will be more blessed to experience the blessings of America more than what we did. But sometimes that doesn't always happen. And I know when I talk to my daughters, they're skeptical. At least Karis and I had conversation. She's skeptical about the future and stuff. When I was growing up, I was not very skeptical about the future. But she is, and they say that generation of 30 and younger are very skeptical about the future. Because we know we could be wealthy in the present and then poor in the next. It happens sometimes. We make bad investments, we do this, we do that. Things that are going on globally affect things. Therefore, I think we need to be careful because our stuff is only temporary. Second thing is our stuff can generate pride. Now, this can be looked at both ways. And I'm going to say something about the first, but I'll spend a little bit more on the caution side here. We all know that when we work hard, we have a job, let's say, especially if we come through college and we get a job in the field we want to go right into, and we work in that field, we love our jobs, we make a good living, we provide for our kids, we have nice vehicles, a nice home, and we want to be a blessing to our grandkids and great grandkids and all of that. We take pride in that, don't we? There's something about that, you know, I've worked hard, I want to be able to be a blessing to others and pass some on to my kids and my grandkids and so forth and so on. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I don't think Paul would think there's anything wrong with that. But he puts a caution in there to the church at Ephesus. And the caution is this: wealth can give rise to arrogance, or as our translation said there, egotistical, you know. Paul's not against stuff, but he cautions against arrogance, conceit, self-centeredness, and narcissistic thinking. The process kind of goes a little bit like this. I have this, I like this, and I did this. Well, I'm probably sure we've always kind of lived our lives a little bit that way. But did you notice at the center of that process is I? One of the things my dad taught me growing up is that God has blessed him and blessed me. I don't know how many times. I can't count on my fingers and toes how many times I've heard that growing up, especially in his latter years when a lot of his investments and everything started to come to maturity and so forth and so on. And he began to pass some of it on to us and the church and different things like that. Here's the thing that I think Paul is kind of warning the church about, and that or cautions the church about. Wealth can generate privilege and drive our expectations. Let me explain what I mean by that. And I saw that during the pandemic. Remember when things started opening up again? And we, you know, people were back to work and we would go out to eat and we would. I remember one time going into a pizza place and you could tell just by looking, they were short staffed. And I would see people, and I had to watch myself, people getting mad and angry because they weren't getting their pizza right now. You know, I used to get it in 15 minutes. I should still be able to get it in 15 minutes. And I had to watch myself in all of that. And the process goes like this. I have this. I like this. I did this. I deserve this. Now listen to me. Let's put this in balance. No doubt, money creates solutions. Money produces comfort. Money makes things happen. And it gives us options and a level of power. However, it can, if we're not careful, create entitlement where we expect everything to be exactly the way we want it to be. And that's just not life. Such entitlement mentality kind of sneaks in the back door, and I saw myself battling that at times. And I would get frustrated and upset. So be careful, because our stuff can create pride and conceit if we're not careful. And then the final thing there is our stuff can develop misleading certainty. Now, this one here I've heard preached in the church through the years. And I think we're all familiar with this. I would hope so anyways. The caution here is that wealth can create a false sense of security. Now, there's no doubt. So when I was growing up, security was not an issue that we thought about a lot. We worked hard. We took care of what we needed to take care of. We provided and so forth and so on. But in our world today is totally different. Everything is about security. And I have a theory. And I don't know if this is accurate or not. It's the only way. But I think that commercialization, advertising, politicians have pushed fears into us to get power, to get you to buy their stuff, to get this. Have you ever noticed that every company that wants you to buy something, they sometimes create this fear-based idea, and they're like, if you don't have this, you know. And politicians do the same thing. Politicians, you don't see very many politicians that just say, I'm for this and for this, and I want to go to Washington and help to do this and this. No, they create fear. They say, these people are coming to get you. This is going to happen. And all of that, and it's kind of fear-based. And so all of a sudden, we're concerned about security. And Paul tells Timothy this, don't set your hopes on your finances, on your stuff. Or literally, he says, don't put it in the uncertainty of riches. Now, let me say something about hope. Hope is synonymous with what one puts their trust in or relies upon or where our security lies. But if you know me and you know what I've taught, our security, our hope, our faith, our reliance does not come in money. I thank God for my paycheck that you guys provide for me and how you bless me. But I look to God as my provider. And if we're not careful, we can get this false sense of security. We all like to be able to invest. That's why we put our money away, so we can live a safe and secure life in our older ages and be a blessing to our kids and others and so forth. And you are the epitome of that as far as being a blessing and so forth. And so, but we can't put our focus there. And wealth then can lead to a false sense of safety. You know, sometimes you hear the safety net, the safety net. Paul warns Timothy that chasing after stuff and making your whole life be about chasing after stuff can lead us and plunge us into directions we don't want to go if we're not careful. And I started to think about that, and I thought of it this way. Maybe it's because those things take away our dependence on God. Yes. And now listen to me. I know people. I've met them. Very, 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 very wealthy. Some of the most kind, giving. When you start to talk to them, you find out, now I know why you're blessed beyond. Because they are givers. They give and they bless and they do all kinds of. And then I've met a few, you know what I mean too, that are wealthy and their nose is up in the air, and when it rains, it fills them up. You know, that kind of an image there. The reality is money and wealth are completely unstable and uncertain in life. Proverbs 23 tells us, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears. For it sprouts wings and flies away like an eagle. Well, that's an interesting image, isn't it? And if you remember the downturn in, what was that, between 07 and 09 when the Enron stock thing happened. Listen to this. I was shocked when I saw this. In the first quarter of 09, coming into the latter part of that, how bad it got, household wealth in the U.S. fell by, I think it's U.S., maybe it was the world, it might be the world because it's a big number, fell by $16.4 trillion. Like that. It's gone. It sprouted and flew away. So I think this morning I leave you with this. Use wisdom. Be cautious. We need to heed some of this about our stuff. And next week, Paul gives the answer to all of this as we think wisely about our stuff. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and stand. And I think we're going to go ahead and get ready and just sing our little chorus here. Praise the name of Jesus as we close out this morning. I need to take off right away. I'm darting down to Middletown because Chase is playing here in about an hour. And so I got to get rolling here. And so either hymn number 6 or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We'll sing it through twice this morning. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, make it your confession. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In Him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, let's join together for our benediction this morning. Go with confidence in your hearts. May Christ walk beside us to see us through each day, and God's presence bless us with grace and mercy now and evermore. Amen.